Get up out of bed. Get up.
Get up with Jesse and Jules.
Our fight for change is going ahead. It's all happening next Saturday right across WA in different areas.
Yep.
Now, one of the areas that we have targeted is Albany, and we've had First Taekwondo jump on board. They've been kind enough to offer up their Saturday, and in particular, Adam Beard, who joins us at the moment. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, very good, mate. Now, you're into your Taekwondo, right? So talk to me about what kind of level of Taekwondo you're at.
So I'm a secondary black belt instructor. So there are many levels of the black belt rank.
So we're talking like Jean-Claude Van Damme, Jackie Chan.
He'd be able to take on Bruce Lee.
No, I wouldn't go that far. Yeah, so we're a traditional martial art school, so we teach primarily based around self-defense skills.
Now, mate, when people come in on the 24th of November and these women get to do this intro with you, what are some of the things they're going to learn?
We tailor our later self-defense sessions specifically for women, so we provide a range of basic but very effective skills, starting at threat awareness, being aware of your surroundings and what could be potentially a danger, and then obviously going into skills where they might be grabbed, and a range of different scenarios.
Yeah. So,
stuff that's not very nice for people to be in, but I think the more that they have that familiarity with being in those situations, the more confident they can be.
Yeah, definitely.
And hopefully. Would eliminate those sort of situations happening.
Yeah, definitely.
What's the kind of response you get from women when they've done the class? Are they quite surprised, or was it exactly what they were expecting? Or
quite often they're, at first they're taken aback by, how confronting it can be. Mm. I mean, when we run these sessions, we have the ladies pair up with other ladies, so it's more comfortable and less confronting. But they usually start out pretty quiet and lacking confidence, but by the time the sessions have finished, it's very obvious that they've had a confidence boost.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll come up and ask questions, and they really walk out of there with a sense of feeling a bit more confident.
Confident, yeah. Well, if you do want any more information about our Fight for Change happening in Albany at First Taekwondo, just head to our Facebook page, Hit WA, and you will see the First Taekwondo Fight for Change event there, and you can get all the details. Make sure you do register so we can hook you up with a Hit FM goodie bag. But thanks for joining us this morning, Adam.
No problem at all. Thank you very much, and we're looking forward to helping some ladies in the community build up that confidence and awareness of how to protect themselves.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules Catch-Up on Hit FM.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.